Sunny 101.9, we're WKQS. Bright and early here on a Wednesday morning. It is a shopping show day here today. We'll talk about that here in just a couple of moments. We've also been pumping Friday night with our high school football coverage. Of course, football night in Agani is the game itself. Pregame at 7 o'clock against Munising. 7:30 is the kickoff for that one. But prior to that, as I'm sure you've been seeing and hearing with our colleagues at Charter Communications, the ESPN football tailgate tour. Did I say that right, Katie?
You sure did.
All right, Katie Meckling's with us here from Charter, and also It's True Smart Car Rule. Scott Soltner, how you doing from Fox Nagani this morning?
Awesome Wednesday morning.
Well, this is an interesting effort with the two of you putting this thing on here. Now, we did this last year, correct, Katie?
Yep, this will be the third year.
Third year this has been going on. Mm-hmm. And what exactly is it for those that haven't had a chance to take part?
Basically, it's an ESPN-branded football party, basically, with football-themed activities and games and just a lot of fun stuff to get everybody pumped up before the game. It includes an agility testing area, kind of like an football obstacle course, quarterback blitz passing zone, football trivia contest. We also have a field goal competition, and then we also have a prize wheel with ESPN branded prizes. So it's a lot of fun. People can win some prizes. We'll also have some food there, and
it's really geared to keep the kids in one area and keep them busy and occupied before the game and get them fired up for the game.
Now, is the boy going to go into the field goal kicking contest after the coaching that he received a year ago?
Well, we're going to see.
Okay.
We're going to see. He had one of the best soccer coaches ever, I have to admit.
But, this is an interesting effort with the two of you, because with Charter and with Fox Nagani getting involved in this, and why did you guys want to jump on this?
We, number one, Fox Nagani is big into sports and big into hometown, sports and kids, and we want to do something special for the kids, and Charter came up with this idea, three, 4 years ago?
Yep.
And they approached us on it, and Bob brought it to everybody, and everybody just said, wow, this is a really good idea. So we tried it our first year, and it was just overwhelming. Many of the parents had approached one of us and said, geez, it was nice to know where our kids were before the game, because we pretty much had everybody in one area, and it just took off. Hey, Katie, mm-hmm. It was such a good time that and every year it gets bigger and better. There's always something different that they're throwing in, huh?
Yeah, we try to keep it exciting and add new elements each year to it, so it's a fun time and a great time for the kids to come out and get a little activity in there too, playing a little football before the game. So, it'd be great to see more people.
So, how'd Bob do with all these things last year?
Well, his field goal kicking skills aren't real sharp, but he can toss a ball pretty good, I suppose.
Now, this actually, Katie, takes place where? Where physically is this activity going to be?
Well, it is right behind the bleacher area in that field behind the parking lot.
The minor practice field.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And we get underway about what time?
4 o'clock, and we'll go right up until the game starts.
So this is all happening Friday night in conjunction with the Miners and their ball game with the Munising Mustangs. The ESPN football tailgate tour is, it's coming up this Friday once again, third time around for this. Going to be a blast for the kids. And it's not just for the Nagani kids. This is for all the kids. Sunny 101.9.